I spent a lot of my life trying to measure my worth by my attentiveness, how passive and accepting I was, how clear my skin or long my hair was. The clothes I wore needed to fit a certain way, needed to be the right cut. My first experience with acknowledging my body came with buying jeans so low-rise that I had to shave my pubic hair. The first time I ever saw this intimate part of me was when I was desperately trying to fit an ideal that my peers would accept, an ideal that the world would approve of. The jeans sat just below my hip bones, and they dug hard into my skin. When I sat in my desk at school, they'd pinch, making me hyper-aware of the skin around my belt line. It was the first time I learned about weight loss and that I should probably consider it. The first time I noticed my stomach wasn't flat, that I had hair around my belly button. One insecurity piled onto another, and I began searching for them. Searching for any trace of natural, normal bodily behaviors that I would learn to deem flaws. Suddenly everything was a flaw. My entire identity. A flaw that needed to be improved so that no one would know what I used to be, and instead see me for what I was supposed to be. Which was whatever they wanted me to be. In this moment, I entered my womanhood. I stand here in front of your bathroom mirror, a towel loosely tucked around me as the fog slowly fades to reveal my face. I can feel the soaked tendrils of my hair sticking to my temple and cheekbones, dripping cold water under my shoulders. Whenever I look in the mirror like this, I see my young self, and I so badly want to hold her and comfort her. I know that she will spend decades dismembering herself to fit inside boxes. Boxes of boyfriends, of parents, of friends, of media, of employers, society. My heart aches for her, and I wish so badly that I could hold her and tell her that one day, none of that horse shit will matter and everyone can fuck themselves. I drop my towel and pull my hair up onto the top of my head. Grinning, twisting my body to admire my narrow waist, my hips that are too wide, and my thighs that are covered in cellulite and stretch marks. The hair on my stomach that creates a delicate line down my abdomen, my breasts that hang a little lower than they used to, my shoulders that are too masculine. I turn my torso so that I can look at my back and flex. I can see the hard work I put into my strength and the things I do with my body as a tool to find enjoyment, as a vessel to move me through the world. When I go places that make me happy, when I'm active, when I dance, when I hold my lover's hand, when I touch myself, when I touch you. God, I want to touch you. When we are young women, we are never less enough. Less loud, less blunt, less honest, less of ourselves. When we grow into women, we finally begin to understand the lies we've been sold that have stolen our youth. The lie that we should not know how to love ourselves and to live only for others. Living for ourselves is a rebellion. Loving ourselves, a declaration of war. Inviting someone into that space is a way of expressing the love and the joy and the affection you are able to uninhibitedly feel without remorse is a celebration. The ultimate act of defiance, to let you touch me because I want you to touch me. When I leave the bathroom, I interrupt you, flicking through your book. You clap it closed but say nothing as I approach you. My naked body being chilled in the fresh air of the bedroom, and my nipples hardening as I step closer. You move to the edge of the bed, and I can see that your cock is getting hard at the sight of me, which inflates my ego. I stand in front of you as you admire all of me, looking up into my eyes, smiling, and then down to my breasts and my curves. You lean forward and then look back up in a way that I know is asking permission. So I take your hands and I place them on my ass. You squeeze hard. You know how much I love your strong grip. To feel a sense of possessiveness that is given to you, not imposed on me. Sex is something women are supposed to endure, not enjoy. When we want it, we're shamed. When we don't want it, we're prude. The point is that harnessing our sexuality and knowing it as ours is power. I belong to myself, and sharing myself with you is monumental. When your hands touch me, I feel a wave of desire wash over me. I quickly feel how wet I am when you move those strong hands of yours that I so desperately crave down my waist and push your fingers inside me. You're holding my hip with your free hand so tightly, I know you're gonna leave fingerprint bruises, and I can't wait to feel them tomorrow when I shift in my seat at work. I brace myself on your shoulders, another part of you I adore, as I begin to sink into a warm and familiar bath of trust and affection that has been built over a great deal of time. You know exactly what I like, where to touch me, and your energy is so thoroughly intertwined with mine that my guard is able to lower. Oh my God, deeper please. Oh, you know how much I love your fingers and my pussy, and how you move them inside me. Once you got me here, I can let go. You move me swiftly onto my back with ease. Your strength makes me feel so small and delicate. As you climb over me, you kiss my chest, my nipples, my neck. I can't help but completely wrap around you and relax. Submission. The ultimate power. Once the exchange has been made and I've allowed you to assume this role to completely control my pleasure in a way I am confident you'll achieve, I can finally let go. Please fuck me. Oh God, I want you so badly. Please, please, baby. Don't let me go. Don't let me go until we're spent.